So anyway, so he finally came to me and he got free this week, which is great before he moves out to college or something. But I'm just saying, you can't make them, especially when they get to a certain age, but you can always pray and say, God, when he sees this, Lord, let him remember to come and what to do with it, okay? So you can't control people and make them get free. If you could, don't you think I would have shaken every one of you by now in this ministry? All right, it'd be great, but God doesn't do it that way because he wants us, first of all, he doesn't want the devil to be able to come back. When you've really been convicted and changed, you won't let it come back. You'll catch it. Ooh, I'm not going there again. You know, when you really are broken, you won't let it come back. Let me get to all that. Oh, Lord, this is just how I preach. I can't. All right, so the provoking thing. I'm back to that. Thank you, Lord. So God took all my grace. I mean, really bad. I haven't felt like this in years. And so Edie was storming around, quietly storming. And I felt it right away. I woke up and I felt it. I said, oh, what's this? And I said, God, where is that from? And the Holy Spirit said, when you didn't wake her up, she felt left out. I'm like, oh, brother, I'm being nice. I'm trying to let her sleep. You know, I didn't even know what direction I was going with this thing. So my motive was totally pure. It wasn't even one thought of, oh, she couldn't help me. Not even one thought of who needs her. Nothing like that. It was like, man, I woke her up the night before, let her sleep. Karen is so used to me waking her up in the middle of the night. It's kind of like her job description. She doesn't care. And by the time we did the whole thing, Karen also had something to repent of, not just me. And so anyway, but the bottom line is the next day when she totally did the island thing, which, you know, I came used to an island girl, just let it float, just whatever, praise God. But when I came down to the breakfast table, she wouldn't even acknowledge my question, just, it was just really bad. So even Karen's going, oh, you know, we're thinking, oh, great, we get to spend 2 more weeks with Edie giving me the cold shoulder. And I'm just praying. So we get back upstairs, and we said something, and she goes, it's not, you're wrong, it's not right, or whatever she said. And I knew she was lying, which is bad, but so anyway, so later on it came up again. I can't remember why. And she goes, what does it matter anyway? And that's when I said, because it provoked me so bad when she did it that morning, that I honestly felt like I hated her. It was such a strong emotion. I couldn't believe it. But see, my mom would provoke me and make me feel like I hate you. So if you ever said I hate you to somebody, there's a very strong likelihood that this spirit was operating in the other person. And it's a spirit that says you're no good, you're never going to amount to anything. It's like this entire package of condemnation that you don't get a say about. And it's so unjust, and it's not based on truth. Do you know what I'm saying? None of it is anyway, but I can't explain it, but it's a spirit that makes you hate. It makes you want to take that person apart because what's coming back at you is making you feel so utterly worthless and judged and wrong. And I even told you, I think God took the grace on purpose so I can make you see that this isn't about me. This is about why you and your son cannot get along and why he feels like he hates you and why that makes him feel so bad. And that's what I had to get in her face with my Holy Ghost get in your face thing and say, do you really want your son to hate you? Because you're acting like it doesn't matter. Well, maybe you can walk away from the ministry and maybe you can walk away from me. That's between you and God. There should be enough fear of the Lord to think twice about that. But can you walk away from your own son? And that's when God started breaking through, even though at first it didn't hit. And then later, when God convicted her, because those words ring true when it's the Holy Spirit, not somebody trying to provoke you. And see, there's a provoking people to the proper desire for God. But this is counterfeit. But I tell you, the feeling of hatred that came up in me was so strong. And I know I don't hate her. And I know how to separate the spirit from her. And I really think God let me feel it full force to be able to really want to, number one, see her get free. But it was so strong that it was really like, Lord, if she doesn't get free, get her away. Because I don't want to feel like this anymore. I don't want to play these games anymore. I don't want to be controlled by this. I don't want to be afraid to say, I want to put you in the other room and I need Nicole over here or something. I don't want to be manipulated and controlled by this thing anymore. That's how bad this spirit is, you guys. This spirit is so bad that it makes people want to hate you who really love you. And it's Satan's way of making you feel like you aren't worth anything. See, even Cindy would hate me. Even my own son would hate me. Even, you know, Billy Graham would hate me, whoever. That's the strong thing about this. If you've got that spirit that provokes somebody to hate you, that's his assignment. Its assignment is to get people not just to reject you, but to hate you. Wow, that's really strong. That's really strong. And I really realized that thing was placed in me by my mom, by the devil using my mom years ago. Because I remember when you could not even, it was so perverted and twisted the way she was thinking sometimes, that there was no defense. There was no being able to say anything. There was no clearing your name. There was no anything you could do. And it just really put a rage in you. And I'm sure she had that come through her family line. And that rage wanted you to lash out and say, you will too love me. But it makes you feel like, I don't even want you to love me. I don't even want you around. And then I realized, growing up, that's how she felt when her mom was quite like that. That's how I used to feel with John. But God gave me grace with John and really taught me, you know, to bless him and to see how spiritual it was. But I think I never maybe went all the way back until tonight. Thank you again, God. To where the first time I ever felt like this. It was the first time it came out of my mouth, I hate you. If your kids say I hate you, it's not a small thing. It is a very provoked reaction that Satan has set up. Now, sometimes they'll say it just to try to manipulate you. It doesn't have that real, I hate you to it. Do you know what I mean? Like my kids, I hate you. Oh, forget it. I'm not giving you the dollar. And then like, okay, and they give you a kiss and walk out the door. I'm not talking an I hate you manipulation. I'm talking a deep, deep, does anybody know what I'm talking about? Has anybody ever had this feeling so deep it just wants to come up and you just want to, you really want to hurt that person? It just has that feeling where somebody is judging you as worthless. And I can't, I'm sure it manifests in all different ways, but it's very, very painful. And it's very painful to be on the receiving end. And I think real brokenness will come when we realize, my gosh, even if it's passive aggressive, or even if it's just through constant control, when we make somebody else feel so bad, so wrong, so worthless, that it could cause hate to come into their hearts, that Satan has really won. And thank God for the cross. The bottom line is, we're going to come back and we're going to tell that devil that he's the only one we hate. We're not buying into his lies anymore. We're not judging anyone anymore. We don't have to be inferior or superior. We forgive the people who honestly, honestly hurt us because they're just like us. They've just done the same things we've done, maybe in a different manner. And we are forgiven. Truthfully, we need to repent if we've ever provoked someone, allowed the enemy to use us to provoke someone just to a place of hate. And we need to repent for ever allowing the enemy to provoke us to a place of hating. And we need to get this whole big snowball of demonic activity out of our hearts. And all of it goes back, I believe, to judging. To making judgments and judging and trying to be superior. And if that isn't enough, Todd, to make you hate, that you could provoke someone to respond with hatred, I hate for you to have to wait till it comes back at you with your own kids. Who wants a demon in them that causes other people to take on the nature of Satan? It's quiet again. You know, That's horrible. Hate what God hates. Hatred. What is hate? Hate would be like the opposite of love. Everything that love is that we can't even totally understand, especially unconditional love, just a complete acceptance, a complete feeling of worthiness, a complete feeling of you matter, a complete feeling of, you know, I'm so glad that you're in my life. I'm so glad that you were born. I'm so glad that God blessed me with knowing you. Hatred is the opposite. The opposite. Complete cutoff. You know, people do not become cold-hearted until they have felt that kind of rejection and hatred. And then it comes back out of them. And you can probably find that in your mass murderers and your really messed up institutionalized or should be institutionalized people. So what we're going to renounce, we're going to renounce the spirit of hate. We're going to renounce the superior, inferior thing. And we're just going to do this in one big thing. We're not going to, one by one, I think everybody said it enough. I think you got what you got. What you didn't get, you didn't get. And we're just going to let the Lord get rid of it all, okay? See, if you have self-hate, then you just receive that hate as something you deserve. And you just pile it on and pile it on. And you really hate, you really do, you hate God, bitterness, because he made you somebody to be hated. And you actually don't thank the other person. It's almost like you don't really hate the other person. Instead, you skip that and you just hate God, which is extreme bitterness because he made you so wrong. In other words, like she said, she bought that she was the problem. And so every time anything could trigger to her that she was the problem, here's the key, Edie, that we never cast out before, self-hate. See, what happens when you have self-hate, then you agree, I'm not worthy of anything. I hate myself. No wonder they treat me like this. No wonder she won't talk to me. Do you see what I'm saying? No wonder. Then that spirit of self-hate tries to provoke that other person and put hate on them. He just told me, by the way, what we're going after here is self-hate and hate. Now, God is love, so Satan is hate. So this total rejection, wanting nothing to do with anybody, feeling horrible, is the enemy, you know, big time. So what we're really going after here is self-hate that leads to us provoking others to hate, either to hate us or to hate themselves. What it really does, self-hate in somebody else really provokes another person to hate you. In other words, the person with self-hate has a demon to cause other people to hate them. And that can cause the other person to then hate themselves, that they could hate somebody else. Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, so the real demon we're looking at here is hate. It's the total opposite of love. It's a total lack of any worth. It's the total lack of anybody ever accepting you. It's the total lack of you deserving anything. It's just a really strong self-hate. And what I never saw till now, you think self-hate doesn't hurt anybody, but self-hate in and of itself causes people to hate you. That's the codependency, all right? So where Edie would take in, I mean, something in her, a demon in her that's been planted there by the enemy, got a hold of a demon in me from where something in my mom with self-hate caused me to have that demon and triggered that thing from a long time ago to where I could really feel that kind of, I just hate you. And I'm thinking, I don't hate anybody. But man, this is strong trying to make me hate her. It's a demon that's planted whose purpose is to make you hate people. And then that can start the whole cycle of self-hate. How horrible am I to hate somebody? Or I deserve. So do you see what I'm saying? So in that situation, she bought the lie that she was so bad and so rotten, which is bitterness. God made me wrong. That I don't deserve anybody's love. I deserve to be abandoned. I deserve to be rejected.